9 seconds. Here goes Keller. Jacob going to run it himself, cutting left side. He's got a little room. Jacob Keller going toward the goal line, and he is in for an Ithaca Weston touchdown.
Right at the zero mark.
We'll have a look back at all the high school scores from last night. This update is brought to you by Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and of course, they guarantee the job will be done right.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's time right now to take a look at high school football scores from last night. We start at Riverdale, where Ithaca Weston traveled to take on the Riverdale Chieftains. Phil Nee was there.
Ithaca Weston won for the first time as a co-op football team with a 14-0 defeat of Riverdale on Friday night. It was a hard-hitting game throughout. IW controlled the time of possession throughout the contest. They took the opening kickoff and chewed up 7 minutes and 19 seconds of the first quarter before they turned the ball over on downs inside the Riverdale 20-yard line. Chieftain quarterback Bevan Dennis ran 74 yards to the end zone, only to have it called back because of a penalty. Both defenses had moments. Ithaca Weston's Caden Keller had 2 interceptions in the game, and Riverdale's Miles Daly picked off a pass. It appeared the game would be scoreless at the half. However, on the last play of the first half, IW sophomore quarterback Jacob Keller ran 11 yards to the end zone. The extra point missed, and it was 6-0 at halftime. The Chieftains drove to the IW 3-yard line before turning it over on downs in the second half. Ithaca Weston then mounted another long, time-consuming drive that was capped with 5:51 remaining when Jacob Keller scored his 2nd rushing touchdown and then later threw to Spencer Nelson for the 2-point conversion. Riverdale had 2 more possessions, but failed to connect on a couple of long passes. Among the Chieftain leaders was senior linebacker Owen Blankenship, who led the defense. Ithaca Weston was led by its offensive line on the night, and running back Landon Walmer, who had several clutch carries. Following the Ithaca Weston 14-0 win, they will play at Weston High School against Wazika Steuben Seneca during the 2nd week of the season. Riverdale will be at Hillsboro for week number 2. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
It was a win for the Richland Center Hornets over the Viroqua Blackhawks, 40-12. Evansville over River Valley, 29-7. Hillsboro defeated Boscobel, 45-13. Fenimore got by Iowa Grant, 26-20. A win for Belleville over Lancaster, 36-22. Aquinas, a 24-13 win over Prairie du Chien. Platteville, no trouble with Mauston, 40-18. Mineral Point, 28, Dodgeville, 14. Cashton shut out Wazika Steuben Seneca, 27-0. Royal, 22, Westby, 18. Cuba City picked up a win over Potosi Cassville, 27-20. The Benton Co-op and River Ridge battled. River Ridge pulled out the victory, 45-29. A win for Blackhawk Warren, Illinois over Southeastern East Dubuque, 38-20. Peck Argyle over Deerfield, 44-0. Edgerton, 42, Broadhead, Judah, 12. Mount Horeb Barneveld picked up a 14-10 win over Grafton. Reedsburg won better than New Berlin West, 22-21. Sauk Prairie, 37, Baraboo, 6. Baldwin, Woodville over Toma, 48-19. It was a win for Sparta over Black River Falls, 40-24. And one game scheduled for today. It is Darlington at St. Mary Springs. Right now, we welcome back Phil Nee, and he has details on an area soccer event scheduled for today.
Later today, the 26th annual alumni soccer match against the Richland Center Varsity will take place at 11 o'clock at Avitus Rib Field. I asked Richland Center soccer coach Tom Stadler about the event.
All of the alumni players for the program are invited to join us at 11 a.m., at the stadium on Saturday. That'll be our annual alumni game.
It's important, though, you know, for your guys to get out and get a little taste of competition before it actually starts for real on the schedule, though, isn't it?
That's correct. We will start our season Tuesday, August 25th, against La Crosse Aquinas down in La Crosse. That's a team that we beat last year in the state tournament, so we are excited to play them. Before we do, playing against the alumni is a great occasion and always a well-attended game, and we invite anybody from the soccer community to come join in the festivities.
That's Tom Stadler, who's also a legendary soccer player. He'll be playing against his own team, Richland Center Varsity Soccer Scrimmage today against the alumni legends, coached by former coach Rick Piasecki. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
And that's a look at sports for your Saturday. I'm Adam Hess.
Make someone's day a little brighter with a thoughtful gift from Robin's Nest Blooms and More in Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique country gifts and home decor, you'll find the perfect touch for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, or just because. Not sure what to choose? A Robin's Nest gift certificate always fits just right. Stop in today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center or call 383-1616 for delivery. Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where every gift blooms with love.
Court in Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.